just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Well, 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 what have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared.
It's too early for Santa Claus, isn't it?
Well, this is the great thing, or the worst thing, about Disney, is that they start celebrating Halloween pretty much right after Easter.
Midsummer.
Yeah. there is little to no break between one holiday to the next with Disney.
That is 100% true. 100%.
So, now that the crowds are quote-unquote dying down, we were just there. It was not slow by any stretch of the imagination.
Wasn't that interesting? We just got back, actually, from... We stopped in there for a couple of hours the other day, and Magic Kingdom had, like... Their parking lot was, like, 25% full.
But it was still busy as
and
crazy.
It was still 75-minute waits.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But now that the summertime crowds are dying down, they're gearing up for their Halloween parties, which, oddly enough... start in August.
Really?
August here in Florida and September in California.
Now, are those the actual Halloween parties or are those the Oogie Boogie parties?
That's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's Villains After Dark that they're doing all summer long.
Yes.
Right.
Because they're finding out that people like the villains more than the princesses. Go figure, right?
Yeah, give them an after-hours party.
I just always think, every time I hear that they're starting up with the Halloween stuff, I'm like, it is so early for this. Why in August are we starting Halloween, you know? And really, the only reason that they do it is because it makes it so they do not have a slow season anymore.
1,000%.
They start up their Halloween parties real early because people love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are crowded and busy.
Well, and that was the thing with the Villains Party that was basically going on throughout slower nights of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Was exactly that. Was literally another way to extend out the Halloween season even further throughout the whole summer.
Plus, they basically get to charge people admission twice in one day.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
Great idea for them.
Great for them, yeah. Right?
Love it.
Which I didn't know. So pricing wise, did you know that like $74 to $79 for kids and adults, up to $130 kids and $135 for adults?
Wow!
Depending on dates and when you buy them,
unbelievably
that's a lot of money
so.
for a few hours in the park.
I think so. It's more than I'd want to pay.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why we've never done one of the parties. They do look like a ton of fun when you watch them on YouTube. But
sure.
For $130, well, I'll just sit home and watch them and eat
right.
my own candy.
Well, now that I've done a little bit of research on it, I see the kind of people that the parties are meant for, that would enjoy these kind of parties the most.
Yeah.
And those are the people that enjoy Instagramming themselves in the parks, getting pictures with characters.
Yeah.
And that kind of exclusivity buzz that people like with the fireworks and the parade and stuff. You know what I mean?
You know what, though? There's been times that we've been standing in line for Space Mountain, for example, and I thought to myself, I would pay $100 to not stand in this line right now.
Sure.
So for that, I guess it's worth it that you get a go for. And we've said this in the past, though, that if you're going to, or if you're paying regular gate price, that would be a time that I would definitely experience the 7 to midnight.
I do not think that the Halloween parties are the time to do that, though, because not all the attractions are open for the Halloween parties.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
Right. I was doing my research and I was looking into a blog of people that enjoy going to the Halloween parties and things, And they made it a point to point out that not all the attractions are open, and it's really not the goal for the Halloween parties.
It's apparently not.
They do a lot of stuff for the Halloween parties, but the attractions, the rides are not the main pull.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends that the rides are not the main attraction for Disney. It's more about the food and the experience and the
There's
fun.
There's a lot of food people, isn't there? A lot of Disney food people.
Yeah.
And for the Halloween parties, they do very specific things for that, too. They have dessert parties and special food, exclusive...
That would be fun.
...food merchandise.
Because it comes with your ticket, right?
No.
Oh.
It does not.
Of course not.
No, of course not. If you want to go to a dessert party or a special, like a dinner party kind of thing...
That's an addition to...
It comes at a cost.
I see.
Now, when you do go... You are like the trick or treating is free.
Okay.
So they have stations set up all over the park where you go and you get free candy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's the whole point of Halloween, right?
Apparently, yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, though, gripe with Halloween. Why do we still call it trick or treat? No one gives out tricks anymore. It's always just candy.
Always just treats.
I'm going to start tricking children just so that they understand what the point is.
They'll trick you right back and egg your house.
Oh, pfft. That's dumb.
That's what I learned from all those 80s movies that I watched.
The kids haven't seen those. They don't know.
They don't know. They were censored out by the
2000s. If I give them like balls of wax wrapped up, it'll be like, ha, I gave you a trick instead of a treat. I'm sure I'd get sued for some kid trying to eat wax or something. Yep. You know? So they have the trick-or-treating where you go and you get your candy and people are encouraged to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
They have very specific rules about costumes, though.
Disney sure does.
They're very particular about what they'll let people wear. And it's not just the normal things like no masks, no gory costumes, no weapons, that kind of stuff. They also have like regulations on like how long your capes can be for safety reasons and all that kind of stuff, you know. They don't want people with like trains walking through the park because inevitably that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's true. They're having the same problem with Galaxy's Edge now that people want to do cosplay.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that obviously it's against the Disney rules to dress up in costume.
Uh-huh.
And so they're encouraging people. What is it called when you do the
Disney bounding?
Okay, thank you.
Where you emulate a character, but you're not wearing an exact copy of their costume.
And that's what you want to do with Donald Duck.
That's what I would do. You wear a pair of white shorts, some yellow shoes, and like a blue shirt. You could probably do a sailor shirt with like the collar on it. And you're Disney bounding as Donald Duck.
There you go. Disney bound.
That's about as much as I would do. Because honestly, for me, costumes are about comfort.
Right.
Did you have any cool costumes as a kid?
This, by the way, is the same way I would do Dapper Days as well. Is
oh,
Disney
yeah,
bound,
for
just,
sure. Yeah.
Where you just make it look like you're fancy, but you're really not.
For sure.
I mean, there's a couple, right? Everybody's got a couple. But there was one time we dressed up as a mummy.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom just wrapped a ton of white fabric all over me. And she didn't want to cut it because we reused things back in the 80s. That's why we did things. So she just kept wrapping me like the kid from Toy Story. Or not Toy Story, but... Christmas Story, you know, basically. And then she did it so loosely in there was one like I think in the day she did it too loose, so it was falling off of me the whole time I was at school. And so at night she did it extremely tight, and then I was way too tight. It was way too tight to even walk. And I lived in a subdivision where you were going up and down stairs every single house that you went to. It was ridiculous. My friends totally ditched me, and I didn't get my own candy.
You're the lone mummy.
Right? Trying to run as fast as I could.
But it was it was very method in character. You know, mummies don't walk very well.
It was crazy. And then I was all, ooh. That's how mummies make, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should thank your mom for that awesome costume.
It was incredibly realistic.
My mom always went over the top with our costumes, to the point where it was not always fun to be in costume, which is why now I decide that my costumes have to be comfortable. Me and my older sister and a friend of ours decided we were going to be pirates one year. That's pretty easy, right?
Ho ho, it's pirate's life for me.
Right. Pretty simple. Nothing too extravagant, right? You get some ratty clothes and draw a beard on your face and you're good to go, you know?
Ooh, and an eye patch. Don't forget about your eye patch.
I don't think we did eye patches, but... That's the one thing we didn't do. My mom made us parrots that she wired to our shoulders. And she decided that wasn't enough. And so she made us an 8-foot-tall ship.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a sandwich board. It was two sides, so they had straps.
Oh, my gosh.
And it had like a big PVC mast that went all the way up with a crow in the crow's nest. So all three of us had to be strapped into this ship and walk in a single file line up and down the road.
Oh.
I think we did our street and then ditched the ship.
Ditched the ship.
But this is the reason that I'm like, my costumes have to be comfortable because otherwise it's just not fun.
Right. You just ask the kids. I like the idea of having the ship, though. That's pretty credible.
Oh, yeah.
If I saw you going up and down the streets with that, I would come out to you and just give you, like, handfuls of candy.
Oh, see? There you go.
You deserve way more than a couple of pieces.
Well, and if it was, like, a costume contest, we would have slayed it. It would have been awesome. But literally in the dark, out in the neighborhood.
Nobody even knew.
Yeah. And plus, we were stepping on each other the whole time. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not really very comfortable. So, what I'm saying is, if you're going as pirates to Disney Halloween parties,
don't wear a ship.
Don't come as a ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Try wearing that on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right? They won't let you in.
Completely true.
But they also do all sorts of cool shows and a parade.
Oh, right. During the party?
Mm-hmm. So, like, they have, like, the Hocus Pocus girls.
Oh, that does sound great.
They have their own show, which has gained popularity, obviously.
Yeah.
So
they're
people
calling
are
that retro.
Oh, is that what they're calling it these days? Ugh, it's sad when things that you know very well are considered retro.
When you listen to the oldies channel to listen to music and it's all the things that you grew up to.
It's all the boy bands. Yeah, sad.
Backstreet Boys on the oldies channel. Oh, sad.
That talk about scary. And then they have their Boo to You parade that they do down here. Which people say is their best parade that they do at Disney World.
Really?
I've seen parts of it, obviously, but like they have the Headless Horseman starts it out.
Oh, that would
be
fun.
We just watched that movie.
We did.
They have the Headless Horseman that starts the parade, and then they have gravediggers that have shovels that they drag them across the ground, they spark.
Right. I have seen those on
YouTube.
Cool. They look awesome.
I think for people that are really into Halloween, and especially those people that want to have those unusual character interactions, these parties are a big deal. The blog that I was reading said you should devote at least half of your time at the Halloween party to standing in line to meet characters. I'm like, whoo, no. No, not this, not me, you know.
You wouldn't stand in line for 30 minutes to meet Oogie Boogie?
I would not.
No?
Even though I love, like, I don't have favorite characters, but Oogie is
up there.
Very much one of my favorite characters.
If you believed in favorites, he would be one of them.
Right. Yeah. Which is super exciting because Oogie is getting his own party at Disney's California Adventure this year.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
How fun is that, that they're expanding out of Disneyland and over into California Adventure?
I think part of the goal is to move people away from Galaxy's Edge. They don't want to do the Halloween party over there and have to fight people out of Galaxy's Edge, I think.
That's a fair point.
So
that's a great point.
Yeah, move it to California Adventure where they have amazing Halloween decorations. The Cars Land is fully decked out every time we're there for Halloween. The Carthay Circle Theater gets a full Halloween makeover.
I think they just started that like 2 years ago, though.
I think so. It's fairly new.
And the other thing is their streets are so dang wide over there.
Oh, they're very wide and great for a parade if you're going to do one. Apparently this year, the Carthay Circle Theater, which is right in the main hub of California Adventure. Last year, they had the bats flying out of the bell tower and all that kind of stuff, which is cool. But this year, apparently, they're doing like projections on the theater and stuff, too.
Fun.
So it'll kind of add to the ambiance.
They do love their projections.
Yeah, they do. They're also changing World of Color to be an Oogie Boogie led version.
You know I need to watch this immediately. We're not going to be able to make it out, unfortunately, for this show.
Probably not.
And it's hard to justify just to see the World of Color Oogie Boogie show.
Right.
That's pretty hard.
It's but, true. But if someone wants to get me all the Oogie Boogie merchandise, I'll accept it. Yeah.
Because, yeah, they have a bunch of stuff. But the show sounds amazing, too.
Yeah, it's called Villainous, apparently. And it's led by Oogie Boogie. And it's all villain-themed, obviously. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, they do the trick-or-treating and the dance.
And that's what we've said about World of Color, for sure, that it should be changed up frequently and often and added to and taken away from and stuff, I think.
Sure.
Because that's all it is a projection show, but obviously the best one on Earth, but still it's a projection show.
You don't sound biased at all.
It's cute, all these other ideas that they're having with their new shows. You know, they're like, oh, be like World of Color. It's like, no, it's not. It will never be. The thousand water fountains is ridiculous.
Another fun thing that I thought was interesting. Do you remember in California Adventure, they have something called the Redwood Wildlife Trail or something like that? The Redwood Challenge Trail, that's what it's called.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
They're doing a Halloween overlay of the Challenge Trail.
How great is that?
Which I think is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's going to have like lighting and projections and stuff in there too.
Oh, that would be super fun. Yeah, because we've talked about that area seems kind of neglected as it is, like almost like a temporary filler until they put something big in there.
And to be fair, it is kind of more of like a let your kids run their energy out.
Mm-hmm.
Area, and we don't need to do that, so
we've bypassed it completely.
Perhaps other people enjoy it more than we do, but in general it doesn't feel themed, and it doesn't feel like it's part of the park, really.
It doesn't. No.
So
I really feel like it's a temporary holder until they put something else in there. Sure. In the future, but apparently they'll have a Halloween show in there.
And as this is the first podcast of the month, it's also a patch cast.
Yeah.
Where we're talking about, what month are we in now?
August?
August. Good grief.
So we thought, why not put a scary patch out for August?
Well, really what I thought was, let's try to get ahead of the Halloween parties. And little did I know that we're barely scraping by. Because who's having Halloween parties in August? Apparently Disney. And we decided that what would be fun is to do an Oogie-themed patch.
And it's a phenomenal patch.
I think it's super fun.
Especially since it's one of your favorite characters.
It is one of my favorite characters. And I had a good time trying to arrange it in a way that was fun and unique.
Yeah.
That's always my challenge, is that I never, obviously, obscure Disney. I want to do something a little different, something off the beaten path, something that isn't done all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so I had a great time making a casino patch, basically, for Oogie, called the Snake Eyes Casino.
Right.
And I even did my research. There's his set of dice on there with the skulls in it.
Those dice are incredibly cool. You liked those for quite some time, though, right? Like, you made some custom-made ones?
I did. For Halloween, a good number of years ago, I just bought square blocks and hand-carved, basically.
Your own set of dice.
The dice into them.
Yeah.
No one appreciated them as much as I did, but I think they're super cool. So this one, though...
We still play at Halloween Yahtzee with them.
Halloween Yahtzee. this one, it's super bright because Oogie is such a phosphorescent character. I was going to make him glow in the dark, but then my company only makes that in clear, and that would look weird.
But we took this one to the park, right? And we wore it on a dark ride with lights.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I wouldn't say it glows, but it definitely reflects to black light.
Like a lot of the neon colors do.
Right.
Yeah.
So it does show up really brightly, and if you are going to the Oogie Boogie parties in California,
yeah,
why not go in with some merchandise that no one else is going to have?
Legitimately.
You know? I think they're awesome, and, you know, that's just me being biased, I guess, because I designed them.
No, it's a great patch. It's fantastic.
But Oogie, the great thing about Oogie as a character, I think I've said this before, but he's a villain in a town full of bad guys. So it's Halloween Town is full of all the things that are supposed to scare you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's their job. But everyone in Halloween Town is scared of Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't pull any punches. He's willing to kill people, apparently. He's willing to kill Santa Claus.
Get it, Oogie.
And he has one of the best songs in the show. Kind of that sleazy, it's almost like an Ursula song.
Yeah.
Like it feels kind of that way.
And we see him at the end of the ride when they do the overlay on Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, Oogie Claus is at the end of the Haunted Mansion, which I love. I think we have a video of him up on our YouTube doing his Oogie Claus.
I think so too.
He's so cool. And I guess the reason that I like him is because for a long time, Disney villains, I wasn't overly impressed with Disney villains for a long time.
They made him too nice.
Yeah, or too funny, or their motivations were weird, or whatever. But sometimes some villains just stick out.
Yeah.
And make you pay attention. And for me, Oogie was definitely one of those. Not to mention the fact that he has one of the most horrific deaths.
Oh. I don't remember.
You don't remember the death? Spoiler alert.
Oh, I do.
Jack pulls all the burlap off, and it turns out he's just made of bugs.
Right.
And all the bugs fall off of him as he dies. It's very intense.
This is my problem. My problem is I never even thought that was just the death. I was like, oh, he's full of bugs. And then that's as much thought as I give it.
Right.
Same thing with Gaston falling. I'm like, oh, catch. You know.
Yes.
He never does.
Gaston does not survive that fall.
Neither does Oogie.
Neither does Oogie. So I think he's a cool character, definitely worth having on a patch.
Yeah.
Definitely cool enough to wear around to his own party that he's getting in California. And even if you're not going to the one in California, you can wear it around to the one here in Florida too.
Yeah, even if you're just a Nightmare Before Christmas fan.
Yeah.
You'll
super cool. So always go and check those out. But it's like I always say, my bugs. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-fingered point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at disneypatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.